Unfortunately, the scheme in Donegal is turning into a big problem. There was a necessity for 10% funding for the engineer costs, for the construction costs, but people are finding out, and families are finding out, that the costs of demolition and reconstruction of their homes is way beyond the maximum grant available. Indeed, the cost of replacing the outer leaf at the lower end is way above already the maximum available. So these families who waited all these years for some hope to try and make their homes safe, no fault of their own, a failure in standards and oversight by the state in the construction of concrete blocks, has left them in a desperate situation. There's hardly a day goes by that I haven't spoken to families about their despair and engagement. So, Minister, for your information, I am calling on the Minister for Housing to carry out an urgent review of this scheme based on the applications already submitted to Donegal County Council and indeed the Department of Housing. An urgent review. There is a widespread belief in Donegal that the scheme is not fit for purpose as it's presently designed. But that's just for your information. What I want to raise with you, Minister, is the following. Myself and Deputy Piers Doherty wrote to you and the Minister for Housing, and we're asking the question, where are the banks in all of this? The banks are having their assets all across Donegal reinstated from site valuation, that's all you get, to full market value. Their assets are going to be enhanced by tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of euro. And I am not aware, as we speak, of a single bank that have stepped up to provide financial assistance to these families. So, Minister, I want to ask the question. Will you and the Minister for Housing urgently convene a forum, of the banks and financial institutions to demand that they make a contribution, a real contribution, along with the affected families and the state, to the challenge of making these homes safe?
Thank you. I listened to what was said there by Deputy McLaughlin, and I was aware very much of this issue when I was Minister for Public Expenditure, and aware of the huge difficulty that many families were facing as a result of dealing with the awful effect that Micah had on their family structures. I wasn't in truth aware of the issues that have just been raised with me by the Deputy, so I will have to check the correspondence that he has sent back to me and revert back to the Deputy. I do accept the seriousness of them, but I haven't been as involved in them as late as I was when the scheme that the Deputy is referring to was designed. And I will revert back to the Deputy with an answer to the correspondence that he has sent to me.
Deputy.
Minister, I appreciate that offer, but will you just confirm that you accept the point that I'm making, that it is extraordinary that the banks, who are going to benefit by potentially hundreds of millions in asset gain, have not offered to make a contribution? Do you agree that's extraordinary at this stage?
I'm just not sure I fully understand the point the Deputy is making. I mean, is he saying that the... I don't follow your point, Deputy, in truth. Are you referring to the value of the properties that have been affected by MICA that have a mortgage on them? Perhaps if you could just
absolutely.
Explain it to me I'll answer back.
Just to be very clear and very brief, the MICA Action Group, the campaign group who've led the campaign, as you know, have carried out a survey of the affected families. And the banks right now, their assets are worth very little. Site valuation, these houses are, you know, not worth anything. But when they are benefiting from this scheme, they'll be restored to hundreds of millions additional, returning to full market value.
Deputy.
That's a huge gain for the banks.
Thank you, Deputy.
Why are they not playing a role? That's my question, Minister.
You're going to have to correspond or answer in a different forum, because we've gone beyond time and I'm moving on to the next group.